Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
It's 8:22, Total Information AM on KMOX with Debbie Monterey. I'm Tom Ackerman. 15 people were killed, more than 30 others injured in the early morning on New Year's Day, a truck attack on Bourbon Street in New Orleans. President Biden spoke last evening to the American people about the attack, saying the suspect had, in the president's words, a desire to kill. Shamsuddin Jabbar was fatally shot in a firefight with New Orleans police. Joining us from New Orleans with that and more is WWL News Director Dave Cohen. Dave, thank you very much for taking the time with us today.
Tom, it's been a difficult last 27 hours or so here in New Orleans as people feel very vulnerable now. We've been told since 9/11 that New Orleans could be a terrorist target, and it happened yesterday.
Our hearts are with you, and thank you very much for taking this time with us and for providing information. Let's start with, what do we know about Jabbar, where he was from, and did he have help? I know that is being researched right now.
The FBI has insisted they believe he did have help. They have cleared four people who were caught on video or still security cameras near places where he left bombs around New Orleans. They have tracked down each of those people and determined they did not work with him. They just happened to be passing by where he had left those explosive devices. But they think there are other people he was working with, maybe in New Orleans, maybe in Houston. He's from Houston, recently went through a very difficult divorce, according to people there, the mother of his three children leaving him. He lost his job, and it was in extreme debt, living in apparently a camper-type trailer north of Houston. The bomb squad and SWAT team went to that trailer yesterday to search for more explosives and for clues about what happened to 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar after he was a revered Army HR and IT expert, served in the war on terror overseas, and had come back to the United States, was honorably discharged after his tour of duty, and had become a real estate agent. But apparently that didn't go so well for him in Texas.
I know President-elect Trump immediately posting that he was a migrant, but we do know that he is from Texas, is a U.S. citizen, correct?
Yeah, born and raised in Texas. There were reports that the license plate on the rented truck he used to mow down some 45 people here in New Orleans, killing 14 of them before he shot two police officers and cops shot and killed him. That license plate was apparently caught on a license plate reader coming across the border from Mexico to Texas a few days ago. And that has led to this discussion and conversation about him being an immigrant. But whether he was driving that truck or not, if it was him, because it was a rented vehicle, it could have been somebody else who was rented at the time. He's a U.S. citizen, so he can travel freely. across that border. So, yeah, there's a lot of questions about why this has turned into an immigration discussion when he was an American citizen born in the United States and who served and was honorably discharged from the United States Army.
This is our sister station in New Orleans, WWL News Director Dave Cohen. Dave, I've been to the French Quarter probably more times than I can count. I know it well.
Sometimes you remember.
Yeah, that's right. It's very walkable, lots of people. I'm trying to understand, because I haven't been there in a while, to notice the bollards and the history of them. How were they installed? Are they not working? And the whole point of them was to keep traffic out, correct?
Yes, and we just talked with a 40-year veteran of the New Orleans Police Department who was the police chief, who said when he was a patrol officer in the French Quarter decades ago, they put up bollards, large metal cylinders that fit into holes in the street and the sidewalk all around the French Quarter on a daily basis when it was time to turn it into a pedestrian mall and to keep vehicles out. Over the years, those had changed. They were now either bollards that could be moved on tracks to block the streets and then moved out of the way during times when emergency vehicles had to get through or deliveries had to be made. Apparently those have failed and were not working recently. There was money set aside for the upcoming Super Bowl next month, infrastructure plan, to put new bollards in, and the mayor said they've been working on that, but they weren't there yesterday. Police cars were blocking the street on Bourbon Street, but this 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar drove around on the sidewalk and went around the barricades in the police car and then raced down three blocks of Bourbon Street, running into group after group of people walking down the street.
New Orleans is certainly a town that knows how to host a party. And I know that there have been tragedies there before that have certainly been overcome. What is the general mood there today, especially with the Sugar Bowl coming up?
Well, Debbie, we have seen drunk drivers run over groups of people before. We've seen people get into arguments and shoot at each other and hit innocent victims before. But somehow this feels different, is what New Orleanians are telling us, because now this is someone who came in, as the police chief said, hell-bent on killing as many people as possible with bombs, guns, an electric heavy pickup truck, and ran over as many people as he could. They fear it could have been a lot worse had police not shot and killed him moments after he turned onto Bourbon Street. But there's a feeling of vulnerability today that is different than the normal crime and irresponsible behavior we've seen in the past.
And then finally, in our last minute here, just describe what that will look like today for fans trying to get into the Superdome, the Sugar Bowl, and certainly with the Super Bowl, as you've hosted it many, many times before, just not a situation like this.
Well, the first Super Bowl after 9/11 was in New Orleans, so we had a taste of that. It was the most secure sporting event in the history of the world at the time, and they've only stepped that up since. The reason the Sugar Bowl is being played this afternoon instead of last night was so that bomb-sniffing dogs could create a larger perimeter around the Superdome to ensure that this suspect or nobody else had left explosives in the path of fans going to the game. That's why they needed the extra time to sweep the exterior and a further area out. They are vowing it's going to be safe. The governor said so safe, he's going to be at the game today.
Dave, I remember it well. I was at that Super Bowl. That was Rams-Patriots. And if I recall, they were telling us at least an hour ahead of what you think it's going to take to get in. But it was a pretty smooth process, if I recall.
Yeah, we worked right next door. We needed Secret Service clearance just to go to our offices then. Wow. So it was dramatic. Debbie, Tom, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank
for
you.
Checking in on us.
That is Dave Cohen. He is the news director at WWL, our sister station in New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Your wedding is a day you'll remember forever. And your fiancé? Your fiancé deserves a suit that feels just as special as the moment you say I do. At Nick's, we've dressed over 20,000 wedding parties, and we specialize in helping weddings own their suits for about the same price as a rental. That means not only will your fiancé look amazing on your wedding day, but we'll have a suit that can be worn for years to come. Let us make this the easiest and most meaningful part of planning your wedding. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.